Welcome to Highly Questionable. They're never ready to start the show. I'm always ready. She's Katie Nolan. What do you like on the show today, Katie?
All of it.
Dale, papi.
Was last night's brawl something baseball should be excited or embarrassed about?
All right, this was magical for a number of different reasons, including Amir Garrett's willingness to fight every pirate who has ever lived. Back before Willie Stargell, Johnny Depp, Somali pirates, any kind of pirates, he was willing to fight them. But before we get to that video of one dude wanting to fight an entire bench, let's go back in time. Brian Cox, Miami Dolphins linebacker, announced his presence after this hit. Brian Cox was on the field, and he tries to fight the entire Bengals bench by himself. He ran out there to do that. Now we check in with last night, and last night's was so much better than that because Amir Garrett wasn't having any of it, like a bull uncaged from the pen. Here we go. The Pirates were not ready for this, Katie.
They were
there for a baseball fight, and he's like, no, this is a fight. This isn't a baseball fight. So that's 9, 10 Pirates. 11 Pirates, left hook there, not successful, but sweeps him with the right. Clint Hurdle doesn't want any of that. Look at him in the back there. He doesn't want any of that. But let's go to Yasiel Puig, who wouldn't be on the team by the end of the night because he'd been traded. Yasiel Puig was in the middle of this, too.
And it's super rare to have a player who's no longer on your team in the middle of a fight because he's been traded. And on top of that, the manager, Dave Bell. Many of you may be learning right now that the manager of the Cincinnati Reds is named Dave Bell. And that man right there is at the bottom of the standings and at the bottom of that pile. And he's enraged. Because this goes back so far, Katie. These guys have been headhunting each other for a while, and that's how this stuff escalates.
Yeah, if we want to go through whether it's embarrassing or exciting, I think we got to look at individual performances, right? So we've got Puig jumping into a fight for a team he does not play for anymore. That's exciting. We've got Amir Garrett, who tried to take on an entire bench by himself, which seems exciting, but then you remember, I don't think he connected on a single one of those punches. Not a good look. I'd say that's embarrassing. Then we have Keone Kella, who's the one who threw the pitch, did the headhunting, after the game said it was on purpose and that, you know, at the end of the day, it's baseball and he has to do what he has to do to protect his teammates. Again, the original offense was in April, celebrating a home run. Okay.
You should have protected your teammates right then. Teammates needed the protection.
That's embarrassing. I didn't even see him in there. And then we have Dave Bell coming back into the game after getting ejected for arguing balls and strikes to call Clint Hurdle a POS, for lack of a better
poop
term.
Poop emoji.
That's exciting. So I feel like it's a wash, but I will say I can't wait to see what kind of class Trevor Bauer brings to this organization.
I'll tell you one thing, I was very disappointed that Yasiel Puig, you know, I thought that he was going to go out with a bang, you know, he didn't throw a punch,
he
just ran into the crowd and then he backpedaled, you know, he waited for two guys to haul him back, you know, he turned out to be a big chicken in the whole story there, you know what I mean? That's right, but I thought that he was going to go out with a big bang, you know what I mean, start throwing punches right and left, you know, go to the back rack and get a bat and start swinging the bat. Nothing of that happened. Very disappointed that yourself.
Swinging a bat.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
That is assault, Poppy.
That would be murder, Poppy. Murder. you're advocating.
Just to recap.
For murder on television.
Disappointed that Puig didn't murder
somebody in that fight. I'm sure.
On the team, again, he is no longer a part of.
You only do that for the team you're on,
right,
man.
Yeah, but he'd be going out with a big bang.
Yeah, That's true.
That's right. Losing all your freedom is that big bang.
How nervous should Raiders fans be that John Gruden said Nathan Peterman is growing on me?
I'm going to talk here for a little bit so the producers of this show can just run the video I love most of Nathan Peterman's career, which is him running around and then getting a bunch of snow in his face. And this is how he comes off the field as the single worst quarterback any of us have ever seen throw a football in an NFL game. He is statistically bad in a way that doesn't have a precedent. And now here's John Gruden to tell you, because John Gruden in these later years is just loopy as hell, man. We stopped paying him and now he's crazy. Listen to this.
This Nate Peterman is growing on me. He's athletic. I know he's had some nightmare performances in the NFL, but when you watch the film, you can see why. It's not all his fault. But he's got some talent. He's got some athleticism. He has some experience. Here's an opening day starter for the Buffalo Bills last year. I take that very serious. And he's smart. He's done a good job. He's been consistent. And I think he's starting to get his confidence back.
What's important here to remember why he's doing this and why he's hyping up Nathan Peterman. John Gruden in 2017 wrote an article praising Nathan Peterman, saying he thought he was going to be great. Now he gets to control the narrative as the coach. That's exactly what he's doing. Imagine if I got to control the takes I've given. He's backing himself up. He's giving himself credit so he doesn't look like he was wrong.
You know who can't believe Gruden said that?
Who's that?
Nathan Peterman.
Oh, that's true. That's right. He was like, what? Coach said what?
Like, I did start for the Bills, but do you remember how that game ended?
Start checking the internet to make sure it's real.
If Cliff Kingsbury, right to be upset by how he looks in Madden.
Okay, I don't think Katie Nolan's allowed to say some of the things I'm about to say, but this man is smoking and smoldering. He has lagoons for eyes. He is beautiful in a way that he told us on this show that a recruiting advantage he has is walking into the home of single moms because he knows he is good looking and he is not happy with Madden making him look like a zombie.
I had seen a bunch of guys kind of getting in their feelings about their ratings. And then somebody sent me a picture of what I look like on there. So I want to get adjusted on looks rating. So I was mad. I look like I'm on The Walking Dead in that picture. But so yeah, I apologize to any of those players that I thought, hey, it's just a video game. Why are you upset? Because I saw my picture on there, and I'm not pleased with where we're at.
Not for nothing, it is a weird strategy when the only thing everybody knows about you is that you're hot, and you get asked a question like. About Madden ratings. He was asked about the ratings of his like offense and defense, and you're like, yeah, I wish I was hotter in that game. Like, man, we're worried if you're going to be able to coach a professional franchise or not. And you're like, I don't think I looked sexy enough. We're calling you Kiss Sexberry because we forget your name because you're hot.
Okay.
Don't tell us you want to be hotter.
Yeah, the thing is, though, that when he keeps talking about the hot, you might not notice. 23-25 at Texas Tech.
And then you wake up one day and you're like, oh, I married the wrong franchise.
Did you see what Dan looks like in that video game?
Oh, I did not.
Oh, yes. I've heard about this. Yes, there's a coach somewhere. Oh. Wait a minute. Come on. Wait a minute. This isn't the video I thought they were going to the Madden Matt Patricia video. This is wrong.
You lose weight?
Oh, come on.
Dos Melo deserve a farewell season.
This was a crazy story from Bleacher Report where his trainer is saying that he wants the Dwayne Wade send-off. He wants the Kobe Bryant send-off. These guys who played for one team that loves them all of their lives, getting a farewell season because of how the allegiances are. It is.
He wants a farewell season.
Are you kidding me?
Don't you have to farewell in order for us to give you the farewell?
Coming up next on my Soul's TV show.
Offensive tackle, how much does his, I guess, unusual length give him at that position?
I mean, it's similar to Solder, both guys are around 6'9".
Oh, boy.
Oh, see, yeah, this thing wants to eat. Yeah. This is lunch. This doesn't...
Oh, we all use our phones differently.
Why Khadijah chose Verizon.
I can manage the time they spend on their phone, who they're texting with, all of that. It's a win for all of us.
The network more people rely on gives you more. Like plans families can mix and match, including the new Just Kids plan. That's Verizon.
If I could give an athlete one piece of advice, it'd be to find someone committed to taking you down.
And then we hit the field like boom! All day like boom! All night like boom! We hit the field like boom! Still talking like boom! All day like boom!
Because that rival that wants to take you down is going to make you raise your game even higher.
With Domino's carry-out insurance, we'll remake your order for free if anything happens to it on the way home, even if it's not your fault. Like if it's whoever that guy's chasing's fault. Or if it's man's best friend's fault. Or even if it is, ultimately, your fault. Carry-out Domino's large three-topping pizzas for $7.99 each. With Domino's carry-out insurance, just bring it back and we'll remake it for free.
Thanks, Golden Corral. Dan gets a slow smoke sirloin, and my little trio are as happy as shrimp. Oops, clams. And Mom got it all, hook, line, and sirloin. The slow smoke sirloin and shrimp trio. Golden Corral, the only one for everyone.
The proud son of an immigrant father, John Hernandez found his own path through a field of smoke. When wildfires threatened communities, John jumped into danger, fighting through fear and fatigue until the fire was contained. John found his fighting spirit in one of the most dangerous jobs in the world, a job few are willing to do. Since 1925, we've proved that it doesn't matter where you come from, it matters what you're made of. Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit.
I can't believe it, that I won the Best of Sweepstakes and I get to be in this Geico commercial.
Let's do the eyebrows first. Just tease it a little.
Slather it all over. Don't hold back.
Well, the squirrels followed me all the way out to California, and there's a very strange badger staring at me.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Where's the camel?
Mr. Big Shot's got his own trailer. Roll out, rush in,
drop back, defend. Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on your car insurance.
Red, I know we've had our differences.
Drop the egg.
What are you gonna do? I'm a foodie.
But we're all in danger.
And here's the scary part. We need to work together.
Are you kidding me?
On August 14th,
we're gonna need some muscle.
I'm the instructor.
Well, that got dark.
Get ready for the team-up no one saw coming.
Invisispray.
How long does the invisibility last for?
Forever.
What? Tina, we're not gonna be able to see each other tonight.
The Angry Birds Movie 2, rated PG.
We all use our phones differently.
Why Khadija chose Verizon.
I can manage the time they spend on their phone, who they're texting with, all of that. It's a win for all of us.
The network more people rely on gives you more. Like plans families can mix and match, including the new Just Kids plan. That's Verizon.
Time to play the time to play the game that thinks every order of fries should be communal, unless they're mine. Do you question?
You give us topics and events, we question.
I hope they leave all of that in so you can hear my father reading the prompter and objecting to the word communal.
Do you question if Bill Belly intentionally made a joke?
Right. When you say that, it sounds like you say a bad word.
Right. He says Bella cheat. It does sound like a bad word. It's Bella check. He surprised us because you might have thought that the 69 joke was something that Gronk took with him. But no, listen to this.
Offensive tackle, how much does his, I guess, unusual give him, at that position?
Well, it's similar to Solder. You know, both guys are around 6'9".
Look at that little smirk. It was absolutely a joke. Good for you, Bill.
Oh, wow. It took him 30 years, but he made it funny.
6'9". What's funny about 6'9"?
Oh, boy. You want to take this?
God, no. Do I want to take this? No.
So when a man and a woman...
You shouldn't take it either. No.
...love each other.
No.
Yeah. Or just are...
They don't have
they
to
like
each other.
Other. Well, they want to give back to... They want to...
Come on, now. Can we go to the next question, please?
Parkour.
Do you question if this was worth a shot?
I hope they leave all that in. They told us what this story was about. She did something that was blurting.
Parkour.
He echoed it. And here we go out to the aforementioned parkour.
Oh,
God.
Yikes.
Worth a shot.
Right underneath his butt. Okay, don't slow it down because I don't want to see it. But if you slow that down, his leg went away. Your leg is nuts. Something bad happened just then in that clip. And I don't want to see it again. That was not worth it. I don't question. What was the question?
No, not worth it. Not worth it.
He said he was okay. Listen to him.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Oh,
hi.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't count.
That is. That's a medical professional.
That covers us to be able to show it on television.
No,
that is a heat of the moment. Like, no, I'm fine.
It's as good as an X-ray for our purposes.
Fine.
It's fine.
Do you question if the zoo is a fun family activity?
The zoo in Miami is. You should go there. I don't know about the zoo in Louisiana, though. Is the zoo there fun and family friendly?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, see, yeah, this thing wants to eat.
Yeah.
This is lunch. Yeah, this doesn't.
Oh, boy. Ah!
Yeah, that would have resulted in a.
They're laughing at it.
Yeah, well, but I mean, it is funny from that perspective.
Oh, give it another kid!
Oh, wow, we're feeding.
Dessert?
Oh, my God.
Dessert?
That's a meatloaf where that thing comes from. A meatloaf.
That is awful and terrifying. I've seen Free Willy. They can break the glass.
That is not my favorite lion video.
Oh, goodness.
You got a better one?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I wouldn't mess with them guys, bro.
Oh, I remember this. Surprise in it. Watch, Katie.
Oh,
big surprise.
God.
No, watch. Watch.
No.
There it is. A plot twist.
That kid, I'm telling you, babies are more in touch with their instincts. We're filming these lions, and the kid's like, I'm terrified. That's the right answer.
Highly questionable is broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that needs a pedicure. See? Oh, no.
I mean, he's needed one for about 6 decades. They're rotten, those toenails. You tell us what to watch on television. We'll tell you if we're intrigued.
He's wearing closed-toed shoes.
Streaming on ATPTour.com, the Kentucky Bank Tennis Championships.
All over professional tennis, she laughs because of course you would at this, but all over professional tennis, there are people trying to qualify for the big stuff. This guy in the near court right here is trying to qualify, and cramps and dehydration. Grab him, and what happens?
You got it, buddy.
Oh. Oh. Okay. I thought
that was a good one. So he can't move because he's just in a lot of pain. And...
Oh,
there we go. There we go. The ball hits him in the solar plexus, and of course, he immediately vomits. There it is. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
So what you're saying is this just going to be more of that on this channel tonight?
Yes, that's all we do in the way of covering tennis. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Hey, buddy, don't worry about it. You know, it's completely natural. You know, this happens to many, many people. You know, I mean, sometimes something goes down, comes up again, you know? You know, I mean, I tell you, I've seen that happening many, many times.
This isn't my expense.
That's right.
Big
this
long
is my
setup.
Oh, no, it's not my expense.
Not a whole montage of it, though, please. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh, this is a new one right here. Slow motion, baby. Here comes the debris. This
there
guy.
We are.
This guy.
Ow!
Yeah. Yeah. This guy. Yes. Brown.
That
yes.
Was just straight
there,
out of the We already saw that.
Sequel.
We already saw that.
Yeah. And there it is, inevitably, the joke on top of the joke on top of the joke until it ends at my expense, of course, as I'm coughing and no one is there to help me as I'm coughing, but everyone's there to film it. That's my life right there.
Did you puke?
I did.
Tonight on SNY, Mets and White Sox.
Oh, not interested in the game, but am interested in talking about Angel Hernandez, who is a source of conflict in the Le Batard household, in that my father is always rooting for him, and I think he's a blight on all our people because this guy is so bad at his job. So here we've got the bases loaded in this situation, and he's just terrible. And he's always terrible. And there he is being extra terrible.
Angel Hernandez flat missed it. Took the bat out of Eloy Jimenez's hand.
Strike three, rally over.
Oh, here we go.
That Ron Gardenhire coming out of the dugout.
That is just not close.
That's right. But Angel wants to go home to Pembroke Pines, where he will continue to shame all Hispanics across the land when it comes to sports.
Two kids. Got booed by two children. You have pissed off two children, sir.
Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. But listen, don't be so hard on Angel, you know? It could have been worse.
No, it couldn't have been.
Oh, yeah.
No. Is this worse, though? Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man, okay.
There we go.
Get out of there.
It's slightly worse. But I can't be convinced that that's not also Angel Hernandez.
One, 2. Yeah, that's a long time.
Streaming on HBO, Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel.
Bob, you know who Bryant Gumbel is, right?
Oh, yes, I know.
He's a big fan of yours. Honest to God, he's a I'm surprised by it, too. He's surprised by it. Huge fan of Poppy. Let's check in with him and Bruce Arians.
It's been my f-ing pleasure to be your coach. I was going to wait to tell you tomorrow. That's my last game.
This was the scene in the Arizona Cardinals locker room a year and a half ago.
Thank you, guys.
Head coach Bruce Arians walked away from the game for his own sake. Not because he wanted to, but because he says he had to. Worried that the game he loved was also killing him.
Stress, blood pressure, anxiety, all those things that go with what stress does to your body.
Did you truly feel it was the last time you were ever going to coach again?
Totally.
And this was the scene last week.
Get that water out of the huddle. I'll tell you when you get a water break.
Bruce Arians is already back, this time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because even at the risk of his health, he just can't stay away. Your wife of 48 years said that last year you became miserable.
Yeah, I was not happy, that's for sure. The fun is back.
And so is the red face that can only be described as the color of radioactive. Katie, are you intrigued?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. But if he thinks he was unhappy last year, wait till he see what he looks like in Madden.
Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. You said it. His face is the same color as his hat.
I know, that's right. There it is.
That's right.
Put him back. Yes.
That's right.
It used to be redder. It's more tan now.
Wait a minute. They haven't started losing yet. Give him time.
On TLC UK, Extreme Cheapskates.
Oh, but no, Katie, it makes me sad. No, I want to say yes, but these things are horribly sad. And I feel like we're just making fun of disorders. Okay, fine.
Since beginning his career 6 years ago, Matt's managed to cut his spending down to just $300 a month, mostly by moving in with his mother in Orange County, New York.
And I keep my tissues right here by the window so the sun can hit them. I might blow my nose, let them air out dry, and reuse it again. If they're really wet, I might wring them out first. I might save a few dollars a week.
I actually only own 2 pairs of underwear. I'm wearing one right now. And this is my second pair. So I'm going to do something called the sniff test.
No, you aren't.
It's wearable. I can wear it again.
All right, I remind you, she was eager to watch all of that. She had her C-card up, and I hope they had a camera on her the entire time because she was disgusted the entire time.
Are those happy tissues or sad tissues?
Oh, my God. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued, but that guy's not that bad. I mean, he's not that cheap, you know. He wears 2 underwears a week. I wear one underwear every 2 weeks.
Oh,
you know,
come
I mean, that's
on,
the way you
man.
Say money.
Come on,
I mean,
man.
That's a big spender.
Come on.
That's right.
Puerco.
The smell doesn't bother me.
Socio.
I mean, I'm used to the smell.
Cochino.
Why? I changed last Thursday.
Oh, Poppy, I can't. Goodbye.
I'm
sorry. Thank you.
The following Thursday next week. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
And washing your underpants.
Just kidding. I wear diapers, so
oh.
I guess at this time for a change. Diapers.